Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to this. Welcome back. The Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. After a beatdown of the Cowboys, has us thinking Super Bowl. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, we'll talk to Howard Eskin. We'll give Hugh a potential out for the beard shaving coming up in a little bit here. We'll also go around the NFL later on in the show after Week 10. A lot going on in the NFL. Big things, shocking things, surprise things. We'll get to it all, including a head coach yesterday who might be Sirianni's cousin or something, because that guy down in New Orleans is wild. Back to the phones first. Marlon in Southwest Florida. We got ourselves a Cowboy fan after the Cowboys beat down. Marlon?
Hey, Joe, listen. Now y'all come on today after beating the Cowboys Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is what y'all do every year.
Marlon, wait a minute. Marlon, I'm going to let you speak, but before you do that, before you try to indict me for something that you just think I started today, I've been talking about Super Bowl for the last couple of weeks, bro. So the floor is yours.
I get that, Hugh. I ain't even on you because you're right. Defense is a luxury. But
Excuse me?
You'll get your flowers soon because we all know this defense ain't been tested yet. It's going to get its test. And let me see Joe's storyline with the rest of the WIP. Oh, it was a short week. So we were tired. Because, and yeah, I'm glad you got Howard coming up with it, because I got something for him. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sirianni's a great coach. But when he gets fired this year, I want to know what 31 other teams going to hire.
You know, Marlon, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm not even I don't even love Sirianni. But they're seven and two right now. And guess who's getting fired first? McCarthy.
McCarthy? Oh, my God. He's no better than Sirianni. He should have been out of Dallas. He should have been out of there. And as far as y'all last week talking at three picks for Michael Parsons, mm-hmm. Let me be Jerry Jones today. And I will send him straight to Philadelphia.
Oh, I'll take him.
Yeah, he talked bad about y'all coach, dude.
I give him to you.
You have got to be smoking himself.
So when you give him away, you got what? One or two good players? Because
That Overshaw is okay now.
He's pretty good.
He's
Marlon,
pretty damn good.
You guys,
yeah, kind of another loser.
Yeah,
though.
You guys are too. You guys are done.
Cowboy.
I mean, the Cowboys are headed towards years of irrelevance now. It's over.
Well, that's not true.
Oh,
they
it's
got
over.
Enough money. Yo, bro, they the highest
money.
Money
that the owner doesn't even. No, it's gonna take a while.
There's a salary cap.
Yeah, Marlon, this thing's over. I mean, this is tipping over.
Y'all got so many quotes. Just like y'all got the thing. Jalen Hurts won't be the coach. The quarterback in the next 2 years, which is true. Y'all gonna get on that fumble and interception. Had Dallas didn't quit. And would have scored points.
Oh, so now it was a matter of quitting.
They did kind of quit, though.
Well, they didn't just
– quit.
Hold
no.
on. They didn't quit. You've got the crappiest quarterback situation in the league.
Listen.
Russian lands stink.
Cooper Rush coming out, fumbling the snap and all of that.
Because he stinks.
I'll quit, too.
Oh, so now – no, it's just because they quit. Marlon, it's over, buddy. This thing is –
okay.
This is tipping over.
I would forfeit the year to everybody now because they're done.
Yeah, well, get ready for Deion Sanders to coach the team next year. You ready for
but
that?
I know who won't be winning the Super Bowl. Mm.
The Cowboys. Cowboys.
Deion definitely ain't about to coach the Cowboys.
I don't know, Hugh. That feels like it's a match made in heaven.
That was just about as annoying as anybody could possibly expect a Cowboys fan today.
Just for sake of clarity, Marlon's talking about, you know, you guys still need to beat somebody. Marlon predicted the Cowboys would blow out the Eagles on Friday.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
So, yeah.
Cowboys blow out the Eagles. There was only one blowout possible on Sunday, and that was the Eagles blowing out the Cowboys. Most of us felt good about that. Some people were a little scared of, you know, division teams and all that.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, you can't overlook anybody, and they didn't. They did a good job. They did a good job.
You can overlook bad teams because they.
No, you can't. You should overlook no team.
I overlooked the Cowboys, and my feet were up by 7:15 last night just watching Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett doing tush pushes at 7:15 last night.
It was a nice little, you know,
it was a
non-stressful game.
By the way. What the hell was that? Trey Lance in for like two plays and then rush back in? What were they doing?
Trying to figure out what they wanted to do. And then at one point they said, you know, at some point, because Cooper Rush just looked so bad, you got to put somebody else in.
No, but then they took him right out. Yeah. They let him run two plays and then put Rush back in.
Then they were like, nah, this ain't what we're trying to do.
then they switched back.
They're bad. Like
Might as well let him play next week. Might as well.
Lance, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're careening towards like a 5-win season. I mean, they stink. By the way, hopefully you guys enjoy your families. You know what the Thanksgiving game is this year?
What's that?
The 4:30 kickoff on Thanksgiving?
He said, I hope you enjoy your family. Don't sound like it's a good one.
It's the Giants at the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That's when you turn that one off.
It's still Thanksgiving. And I venture to say,
oh, that's
it's probably
brutal.
It's not going to be the highest grossing game ever as far as watchability. But
it might be one of the worst Thanksgiving games.
No, people
going
to watch it because they don't really like their family too much. People going to still tune into that game. Might not be the highest rated game, but people still going to watch.
That's an ugly Thanksgiving game. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you sit there.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Giants, yeah. Cowboys? Oh, my God. Daniel Jones against whatever the Cowboys are putting out there? I'm out. I'm checking out.
Trey Lance?
Oh, I can't watch that.
I guess you got to play him now at this point.
What have I done to deserve this?
He threw a worm burner.
There were a few.
Threw like 10?
No.
To an open receiver.
Yeah, he threw a worm burner to an open receiver. And at that point, I was like, yeah, they.
It's the sun here.
It wasn't even in the sun. This was later in the game.
I think it was the moon. It was where the moon was located.
Yeah, you don't have the same arithmetic as I do.
He threw CD way under the bus. It's been like that forever.
They do know where the sun is a year in advance. I'm telling you, is Jerry reading the Farmer's Almanac? Is that how in like the past that team is? Right, let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's up, brother? What's up,
hey, Self.
Hey, look. Kyle called me a wet blanket. I eat that, though. You know what I mean? Kyle, all I'm going to say is 2024 Philly. No, I'm not going on no Super Bowl rush right now. I'm relaxing. I'm taking a stride game by game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being patient with it, man, because these fans just calling up talking about we going down to New Orleans. It's going to be the same fans that's going to be calling for Hurts, calling for Sirianni and everybody else who they don't want to prove up in a certain game. They're going to be the same ones that's, you know, doing what I always say, wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy.
I'm standing my ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, we win. Cool. It don't mean nothing to me until it comes down to that Super Bowl, to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs first. You know what I'm saying? Then we can talk about the Super Bowl if they perform in the playoffs. But I'm not. Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something, because I've been telling y'all this all year, but y'all don't be listening to me. Y'all just think I'm a wet blanket.
Why would we?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, Kyle. But listen, Nick Fangio defense ain't Nick Fangio defense. How about that? He's actually playing more of a Jim Johnson defense. You're seeing them blitz more. You're seeing the corners play up now. They not playing back. So that's not even a Nick Fangio defense. Y'all keep giving them all that credit.
That's not
his credit.
He's the coordinator. He's got to get credit.
His corners are playing better.
Cool.
Corners are playing much better.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just telling you it ain't a Nick Fangio defense.
Vic.
Stop calling it that, because it's not.
Vic Fangio is the coordinator, who do I give credit for?
Vic Fangio is the coordinator, yes.
So who gets credit?
Not playing his defense. Now, I'm not saying don't give him credit for calling the defense. I'm saying stop calling it a Vic Fangio defense, because that's not what it is.
Well, whatever it is. Are there some wrinkles here? Self-appreciated. Are there some wrinkles, a little more blitzing than maybe we expected? Sure, but who else? Like, he's the guy in charge. It's his defense. I don't care what if he calls blitzes or not. His defense is dominating.
Yeah, they're playing well.
That made zero sense.
Who do I give credit for? Fangio?
We can maybe give Vic Fangio credit, just not Nick Fangio.
It's almost like, imagine if Sean McVay came out in all under shotgun tonight, right? And you say, well, you know, it's not his offense. So who called the plays? He did, but it's not his offense.
No, that was a Josh McDaniel offense.
It's
you better
different.
Give him credit.
I don't care what Vic Fangio does. He's got this thing rolling
right
now.
He's got him humming. No question about it. No question about that.
He's got linebackers playing well. So Self made a point that he's not going to get excited for the Super Bowl until we get to the playoffs. And I know last year, look, I want to preface this by saying I recognize what happened last year. They were 10-1, and then by the end, they were a bad team.
The wheels fell off.
We still have a lot of season to go. I don't expect anything like that again. But here is the position the Eagles have put themselves in, which is just incredible. Hugh, they can make the playoffs, the Eagles, without winning a single game the rest of the season that impresses anybody. That's how good this start has been.
Yeah.
So at 7-2... I would think 10 wins is probably the marker to get to the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you need 11 if there's a weird year in the NFC where a bunch of teams get to 10, it becomes a tiebreaker, but probably 10 gets you in. The Eagles have 7 wins. They have games left against the Cowboys at home,
the Giants
at home, and the Panthers. There's your 10. If they just take care of business in the 3 games they have against the bad teams, they're at 10. Then they have 5 games against good teams. So even if they went 1-4 in the 5 tough games, that's 11 wins.
Yeah, they're still a playoff contender.
Yeah, I mean they're in. I mean they're it would be shocking at this point if they didn't make the playoffs. Now it's about how good they could be, the seeding they could get, all that kind of stuff.
And the momentum that you have, and cuz I think when you look at this defense, especially this defense, what they have right now, they have momentum, playing with a lot of confidence, man.
Oh yeah.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
As they should.
You're right, as they should, because I know as fans, we like to talk about, they ain't playing anybody. They're still playing NFL teams. And they're still out there. You know, they still have to get it done. And they've been getting the job done.
They have. All right, you made me think of something there. I think we need to get to something we do every Monday, because I have a question. Let's get to a little Big Hugh breakdown on yesterday. All right, Hugh. I need you to break this down and be as honest as you need to be, because I think it's part of the reality of this. So they've won 5 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we can say some of this has been because of the Sirianni haircut. I think you could put some of that.
The momentum.
Some is post-bye that they recalibrated some things and they figured it out. Some is Cooper DeJean. But, Hugh, when you watch it, and you could just use specifically yesterday when you were watching, be honest, how much of the turnaround has been they've gotten a lot better and they're playing really well, and how much of it is the reality that the 5 teams they beat, I believe, are a combined 13-35? Like yesterday, was that them or are the Cowboys that bad?
You know what? Full disclosure. Because I know a lot of people are listening with bated breath right now, wondering what I'm about to say about this defense. They play NFL teams, and the teams that they played against are not considered the upper echelon teams that you want to see them play against, because there's going to be some people that are going to call and say, hey, well, they haven't played anybody. They haven't played, you know, the Rams look like they're surging right now. We're going to watch that game tonight. You know, the biggest test you're probably going to get is this week with the Commodores when they come to town. But I tell you what, man, there's something to be said about playing with a lot of confidence. Zach Bond, the other day, when you sat here and you asked me a question, and I answered it to the best of my ability, you asked me something about getting him paid or whatnot.
Yeah, re-signing him.
And I said, to be fair, he's a guy that, you know, playing devil's advocate, you kind of look at the body of work and the teams that he's playing against, and you kind of have that question. To me, there's no question now, because there's something to be said about playing with confidence. And that's what this team is playing with right now, playing with that want to. I had an analogy this morning that I know Kyle was laughing at. I said, it's just like when you're trying to teach your child to tie a shoe. When you initially start, because this is just to get y'all insight on my weekend, trying to show my son how to tie a shoe. Real, real nervous and shy because he doesn't want to mess up. So he's not doing it with that confidence. So what you have to do is kind of reinforce, like, hey, you're doing a great job. You know, hey, you're getting better, but you need to do it like this and this, like this, that, and the third. And as you continue to reinforce that, they tend to get better.
Mm.
That's what this defense is doing. Now, granted, you can make the argument that they're not playing against good teams, but what they're doing is they're building that confidence, and they're also instilling that, hey, I can do this. You know, you talk about N'Kobe Dean. I'm just using him as an example. This is a guy who a few weeks ago was trending, where people thought he was not a good football player. As a matter of fact, all these Georgia players, people felt like we made a mistake by drafting all these. We were talking about the Georgia Dogs or whatever, the Philadelphia Dogs or whatever. People were really down on them. They're starting to make people believe because they're playing with confidence. Kobe Dean talked about when we were going over. He had an interview with Dave Spadaro. He talked about how the more he looks at the play that he made, the athletic play that he made against Jacksonville, how he didn't feel it was that athletic. That play was athletic as hell.
Of course it was.
And he's starting to believe in himself, man. That's why this team is playing better. So when I hear people say, "Hey, this team has not played against anybody," I mean that's fine. That's the take that you want to have. But they're playing with a lot more confidence now, and they believe in Vic Fangio's defense, and that counts for a lot of why they're having the success that they're having.
Well, the fun part now moving forward is to go off your analogy of the tying your shoes, right? When you're teaching a kid to tie their shoes, it's one thing when you're doing it together, right? And then if the shoelace comes untied, we could redo it. We could do it together.
Yeah.
We got to send them off to school on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Like, you're not going to be there with them. So
you got to see how much they retain.
Well, because a lot of times you go from the Velcro shoes to the lace shoes. And then you send them off with the lace shoes. Are they going to come home with their shoes untied? They're tripping all over themselves? Or are they going to tie them themselves?
No, they're going to tie them shoes, man. You got to tie them shoes.
Well, we'll find out on Thursday. I do think... Look, we can't ignore the reality. They've played some bad teams, right? Like, over the last 5 weeks, four of the wins are against teams that I think might finish top five in the draft. I mean, these teams stink. The Browns are terrible. The Jaguars are terrible. And obviously, the Giants and Cowboys are dreadful football teams right now. But, and Kyle brought this up earlier, Hugh, the encouraging part is they're not just beating them by a little bit, right? If they were winning these games 24-21 every week...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could be excited because I'd be like, these teams stink.
They laid the smack down.
Yeah. Three of the – they've won what? I think they've won three straight road games by 20-plus points. That's the mark of a really good football team.
It's the first time they've done that since 1949.
You know what happened that year?
I do.
They won an NFL championship.
NFL champions, baby.
Yeah, you were there. We were all there.
Yeah,
we all
talking about the Giants,
yeah. What section
Browns.
Were you in at Franklin Field?
110.
110.
Yep.
See? Kyle, I mean, remember, it's play-by-play of the game.
What section he was in.
Like yesterday. Let's go to Josh in North Jersey. What's up, Josh?
Man, it's always a pleasure.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you?
Hey, Josh.
What's going on, man?
I've been chomping at the bit. Dallas sucks, baby.
They suck.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
The absolute.
Oh, my
glory
God.
Hole.
It was so beautiful. So beautiful. All right. So I want to just tag on to what y'all guys are saying. So, in regards to the Super Bowl, I said to Kyle, I want to be where my feet are. As a human being, I've tried to, and I really think, it's appropriate. I think us as fans, we just get so caught up. And I get it. I'm so invested. We're all diseased Eagle fans. But with that being said, I'm going to be where my feet are. I'm just going to leave it at that. But this offense going forward, I just big picture, they're a problem. I think when defenses go middle of the field close, Jalen is looking to attack the outside and hit outside the numbers, and he is throwing dimes, Hugh, dimes outside the number. I think this defense, I want to say this because last year, we all talk about why the downfall, whatever. I think a big part of downfall was the inconsistency in the secondary, the too many moving parts. This year, they had the whole offseason grinding together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way they're taking coverages and passing them, it's very how do I say it? And they're doing it consistently. That's what I'll say. This defense is consistently doing it at a high level too. Everyone's talking about who they're playing. You play who you play. I agree with you. They get paid, man. What are we saying? Going forward, this team's going to be a problem in December. They're going to lean on people. They're going to smash people in the mouth with the run game. I love that Jalen is play action under center. The one thing I'll say going forward, they need to get a home playoff game. They need to. These fans need to go crazy on Thursday, boys. Bring the energy, please, Link. Give me all. Give me all. Give me all. That is fucked.
There we go, Josh. Yeah, no, Thursday night's going to be an atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field. So what have been the home games so far this year? They had a home game against the Falcons on the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Browns and the 1 o'clock game. And then the Jaguars.
Right? The Jags.
Only three.
Technically the Packers.
Right. This is going to be the first one. Prime time. I know Thursday's kind of a different feel, but like this is going to be the one. Like, I guess that first one was exciting because it was the prime time. It was Foles night. But it was a Monday night. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the one. A division rival, first place on the line. Yeah, I expect a huge crowd and a big atmosphere.
There's going to be a lot of Commodores fans in town.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so? The Commodores? You don't think the Commodores?
Did you see their stadium yesterday?
I didn't. Overrun by Steelers
fans. It was entirely Steelers fans.
But Steelers fans and Eagles fans, man. They by run the same. I hear what you're saying.
Commanders fans don't. I don't expect a lot of Commanders fans.
Yeah, Commodores fans. That's surprising to me.
Well, why would we let them get the tickets?
No, I'm saying, but it's just surprising to me because they have been, this is the first time they've been relevant in a long-ass time.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, in terms of being decent, I guess they had the 1 year with Cousins, RG3, too, but I don't think they've actually been this good like in 30 years. I mean,
it's been a while.
It's a long time.
It feel like Coach Quinn has done something for that squad that hasn't been done in a while, and they feel like, I mean, from afar, they feel like a cohesive unit.
So they didn't have the record that year, but it does remind me a little bit of the RG3.
Yeah.
I guess they were the Redskins at the time.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they won the division, they made the playoffs, and then he got hurt in December, and then, you know, basically his career was messed up from there. Donald and Chester, what's up, Donald?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, Donald, what's up?
I'm chilling. Word gang, listen, I'm here to say, hey, Kyle, first of all, you know, I told Joe that, like, maybe a week ago about how I thought that back end was better than the 22 back end. And I believe that. And I believe that this defense can win the championship. This defense here can win the championship because every NFL team at their full potential can't win the Super Bowl. They can't. Their roster is just not, because who they got starting and all that is not the same. This is a real talented defense here, you know. And the thing is, it's like you, we only control who we can play. But like I said before, we got a lot of big-time guys back there that show up for big games. You got young guys from college that showed up in big games on Saturday and on Thursday, et cetera, in the college playoffs. So I think moving forward, our potential is that we can do more than just get there. We can win the chip.
Donald, I agree with you. Then this is the first time I felt this all year. Like they, it's felt like an outside chance, but the way they're getting a combination of the way Jalen is coming along and their defense, Donald, I agree with you. This team can win the Super Bowl. And you're right. There's not many teams. I just started thinking about it as you were talking there. Like how many teams can actually win the Super Bowl? There's not many. I mean, there's probably between, I don't know, 7 and 10, and 10 might be generous. It's probably closer to 7 than it is 10. There's not that many teams that could actually win the whole thing.
And you're right, and I really don't want to look ahead, but fellas, we got to remember something on our schedule. The Ravens' defense is not that good.
It's not. No, it's not.
Lamar is the main attraction.
Yeah, and he's hard to stop, though.
He's going to be a challenge. And the good thing is we got athletic linebackers. That give us a chance.
They put up a lot of points, too, though.
That's right. But that Ravens defense is not that good.
It's not.
Yeah, but they put up a lot.
I know, but the Eagles offense should be able to move the ball against them.
No, yeah, they should. No, I'm not saying they can't, but they put up a lot of points.
You're right. They do because
they
Lamar
dropped 40 on three teams.
Because Marmar compromises the line of scrimmage, and he does. He compromises the line of scrimmage. So that gives them, you know, between that running pass. Yeah, you're right. They put up points.
Oh, it'll be a great test.
No question.
Well, the fun part is, and Donald, good phone call. I mean, look, that'll be a big game. It'll be billed as a big game. Some might call it a Super Bowl preview when we get there if both teams are still playing well. The nice part is the Eagles have given themselves some cushion here.
They have.
The I can already see it. The Raven game is going to be billed as one of the biggest games of the season. The Ram game, I think that's a Sunday night game, will be billed. The two games down the stretch that matter the most are the Commanders games.
Yeah, because that might be like seeding at that point.
Well, I mean, the difference between the
you might be resting them last two while you're playing.
The Eagles?
Might be.
Well, how are they going to rest if the Commanders keep winning?
No, they can't.
Well, you know, I'm thinking maybe, who knows?
Well, okay, so, but here's my thing on this. The Eagles look really good right now, but there's the difference between the 2 seed and the 5 is going to maybe come down to those two games starting Thursday.
There's another very key game that could potentially, like if we split with the Commanders, isn't the next one, well, the division, right?
The division.
Then if that's tied, it's common opponents.
It's either conference or common opponents, but that's one of them.
The Steelers win could end up being big. We like the Steelers beating them and us beating the Steelers.
Both teams beat the Bengals, so that is even.
Mm-hmm.
Both sweep the Giants. Well,
both sweep the Giants.
Did they play the Giants twice yet?
They've played them. Yeah, they beat them twice. And then both will play the Cowboys twice.
And then split. So we'll have the same division record.
They lost to the Ravens. So the Eagles could jump them there.
Yep, or that's another big one.
They both could lose to the Ravens. Yeah. You're right. The Steelers one could be the tip over because they lost the Steelers. Eagles get them here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Are you thinking Super Bowl this morning? And let's have some fun at the Cowboys' expense. Your reaction to the game, all the good hurts in the second half and down the stretch. I thought that drive before halftime really put the game, you know, back in their hands. And the defense, what a job. A defense that is quite clearly not a luxury here. What a job by the Eagles defense yesterday. We'll go riding with the dope next. Don't forget today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th, as we broadcast live from Klondike Kate's restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 to 2. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Kates. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. All right, Howard's takeaways from the game. Excuse me, the game's next. His thoughts on Thursday night versus Washington for the division. Your calls as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.